Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Our buddy Damon Hack was there, and Damon, I know it's been a busy weekend for you, brother, but we appreciate you because we want your perspective on this. And I want to start with Mike and I were having a conversation about just the watching this, right, from a standpoint of, was it appeasing, you know, to the fans that like to see what I consider clean golf, right? And you saw all the challenges these guys had to overcome. And he was not necessarily, you know, he didn't like it. I said, these guys overcoming all of these challenges is what made it special. But I think the payoff at the end also got me, you know, it captured my attention with J.J. Spahn winning it the way he did. What did you think about the 4 days at Oakmont and how difficult it was as we saw the best golfers in the world challenged like no other?
So true, gentlemen. It's great to be back with you. It's been a minute, man. I got to say that this was a philosophical change for the U.S. Open. It's always been billed as the toughest test, but over the last decade or so, we've seen the courses gradually get a little easier. In fact, there was a graduated rough. You know, you think about early 2000s, Wingfoot 06. It was a step cut. The U.S. Open and the USGA have decided to go back to the old school 1970s, make the golf course as hard as possible. That was always the reputation for the U.S. Open for years. They got away from it. They came back to Oakmont, which is considered the hardest golf course in America, if not the world. And to have the rain, which made it dicey. And there were moments on Sunday where it looked like it was over the edge. On 11, double by Burns, double by Adam Scott. On 15, forcing Sam Burns to play from a questionable lie. It may have been casual water, but I think the USGA is going to err on the side of making it difficult. The payoff was unbelievable. The guy who started the tournament on Sunday with five straight fives, five over on his first six holes, kept his head, hit the best shots down the stretch, had the stoic face, didn't get rattled, had the reboot during the rain delay, and I think ultimately, despite it not being beautiful, birdie fest, eagle roars, the right guy won.
I mean, there's always these guys that's their moment, and that's their tournament, and he may never win another tournament in his life, but I think most Americans were pulling for this guy down the stretch. I had Tyrrell Hatton in my Calcutta, so that's where I was, Damon, and boy, did he implode, because I thought everything was kind of setting up for him to win it.
It was, and he was a little bit upset about the break on 17. He knows he didn't hit as good of a tee shot, for example, as J.J. Spahn did, but his ball ends up on a downslope in that rough. He's not able to get the ball onto the green, and you know he's thinking he should walk off making potentially a birdie or a par, and instead he's dropping shots. That's the essence of what the old-school U.S. Open used to be, and it's funny. I was talking to my mom. My mom was like, this golf course is too hard. It's too brutal.
Yes.
There's a segment of golf fans that did not enjoy watching the tournament because they want to see the best players in the world doing incredible things. You know, like Rory. Think about Rory's shot on 15 at Augusta. Sure, he pulls it left, but he has an opportunity to hit this huge, high, slinging hook shot to a few feet. If it's a U.S. Open, he's punching out sideways. And people got a little bit tired, I think, of seeing the punch out sideways. But you know what? There's a reason that Oakmont hosted a record 10th U.S. Open. There's a reason it's become one of 3 acre sites along with Pebble and Pinehurst. Mm-hmm. It's because the U.S. Open wants to be the golf tournament where the players aren't embarrassed, aren't punished, but that the best players are identified. That was always their old philosophy. They're getting back to that now.
Damon Hack, Golf Channel guys here with us on the show. Tell me what you think about Phil. He doesn't make the cut. And where's he at this point in his career?
Gosh, it was so interesting watching him this week. This man could have been a latter-day Arnold Palmer, but for his move to LIV, people just aren't sure how they feel about him. He had a really strong couple of days. It looked like he might sneak into the weekend. Instead, he imploded in his final couple of holes on Friday, and now his exemption from winning the PGA Championship in 2021, as far as the U.S. Open is concerned, has run out. He would need a special exemption to compete in the U.S. Open next year at Shinnecock Hills, unless he, for example, plays great next year at Augusta. It's strange seeing someone who I think could have had the golf world really in his back pocket in terms of write your own ticket, Phil. Do you want to be a Tom Brady, an announcer? You could have written your own ticket. Instead, I think that the golf higher-ups, the Cognoscenti, the governing bodies aren't very sure how they feel about Phil. It's a sad situation in some cases. I'd be surprised if the USGA extended Phil a special exemption if he doesn't earn it in his own right.
It seems like the only guy, as Damon Hack joins us guys from the Golf Channel, the only guy who's above the criticism for joining LIV is Bryson DeChambeau. I know that Brandel Chambly's got his mean on for John Rahm, and that never seems to end. But it seems like DeChambeau's the one guy, and unfortunately, he was just terrible this week.
He was terrible this week, but he's also been the one guy who's been consistently contending in major championships. Mm-hmm. You know, runner-up at the PGA last year, had a great week at Augusta last year, and, of course, winning his second U.S. Open last year, beating Rory McIlroy, breaking his heart, getting up and down from the bunker on the 72nd hole at Pinehurst 1 year ago, and contending this year in major championships. He's the one guy who seems the most comfortable with who he is. The move to LIV allowed him to do things outside the ropes, off the course, be that YouTube guy who's hitting, you know, wedge shots over his house and inviting people to participate in kind of creator-type, Twitch-type, TikTok-type activity. He seems more comfortable in his own skin than maybe anybody that left the PGA Tour for LIV. He's become a transcendent type of athlete, and I think that that's why I think the golf world has forgiven him to a certain extent, because winning takes care of a lot. The right. game hasn't faltered, unlike Cameron Smith, unlike Brooks Koepka, unlike John Rahm, unlike Phil, et cetera, et cetera.
Damon, I think he's still the best. The stats tell us as much, and whenever he's atop the leaderboard, I always say what's going on with Scottie Scheffler. And he didn't play terrible. I mean, but he still was tied for seventh. I mean, he's 3 shots off of being in second in this course. I mean, like, I look at this, and to me, it's like Scheffler, as good as he's been, and I still, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think he's the best guy out there. But even this course got to Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, he had a horrible putting week. It's just that simple. The short putts that he's gotten more accustomed to making over the last couple of years, he missed a good half dozen, if not more, putts inside 10 feet. That's the critical distance, especially in a U.S. Open. It's the greens of Oakmont that are the most devilish, hard to read, make you uncomfortable. Even with the rain that fell, the greens maintained their integrity in terms of really causing some problems for the best players in the world, including the number one player in the world. Had he had his usual putting week, he wins by 3 or 4 shots. Instead, he really struggled on the green, struggled a little bit with his ball striking as well. And despite those struggles, another top 10, he's become as consistently great a player since we've seen since Tiger Woods.
It's Damon Hack, guys, from the Golf Channel, talking about the U.S. Open at Oakmont. I didn't like it. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Sam Burns, you know, he's a top 25 golfer. He's one on tour. He was probably the victim of the worst luck as far as just maybe like a foot here, a foot there, and maybe he's up there at the end for a tie.
I think so, too. This is someone who had a chance to win the RBC Canadian Open a week before, missed a five-footer, fell in that playoff to Ryan Fox, gets back on the horse, staying with Scottie Scheffler and his family, their best friends, and it looked like this would be the week that Sam would kind of write his own story. Instead, for the last few years, it's been, oh, you're Scottie's best friend, you both have baby boys, your wives are very close, you guys always stay together, whether it's during the FedEx Cup playoffs in Memphis or Atlanta or on the road for a U.S. Open outside Pittsburgh. And it looked like he had a chance to kind of say, okay, I'm not just Scottie Scheffler's, you know, Robin. I am a great player and a major champ in my own right. Being in that final group didn't look very comfortable. Even after the rain delay, he had that, you know, the toughest shot, which was that eighth hole, the par three. And then it really started to fall apart for him on that par four 11th hole. And then the 15th hole doesn't get relief that he was seeking from the USGA. Two different officials say you have to play out of this lie from the fairway. He thought he was standing in casual water. Hits a snap hook to the left, makes another double bogey, just did not quite handle that difficult back nine. And meanwhile, J.J. Spahn was the steady Eddie in that second couple hours of that golf championship.
And now, Damon, the final major, it's at Port Rush. They were there, what, 6 years ago? That was Shane Lowry. He won. He was he missed a cut this year at the U.S. Open. He was struggling mightily. So who's got the hot hand? Some of the Europeans? Who do you like over there in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I think, you know, the runner-up this past week, Bob McIntyre, who's won both on the PGA Tour and on the DP World Tour, who's finished, you know, runner-up to J.J. Spahn. I just was reading his social media page, and he talks about the confidence that he gained from competing so well at Oakmont. Says he lives for being on the business end of a major championship with a chance to win. And good on him for applauding. He's sitting there watching J.J. Spahn from the clubhouse, watching his heart get ripped out as, you know, he's got a two-putt to beat Bob McIntyre. He won putts, and there's Bob looking at the camera and saying, you know what, I'm going to applaud this. Good on him for hitting the shots down the stretch required. But the lefty from Oban, Scotland, has a lot of game. It's a Ryder Cup year. Robert McIntyre is a sneaky good pick for Royal Port Rush next month.
Yeah, and by the way, Tour Championship here at Eastlake in Atlanta, August 21st to the 24th. You mentioned the Ryder Cup, September 26th to the 28th up in New York, Bethpage State Park. I want to ask you this. Now, this wasn't the Golf Channel per se, but and I don't know if you were aware of this. Maybe you were. So the rain delay happens, right? And I'm like, And then they turn on the 2008 Open with Rocco Mediate and Tiger. And Damon, I'm like, okay, I can get into this, even though I know how what happens. You know what I mean?
2008.
Yes, right. I know how this ends, and I'm sitting there like I had never watched it before because it was so amazing to watch that third round again before they go to the playoff. And Tiger, you know, he's got one leg. It was unbelievable.
I loved seeing it. That's an NBC decision. Tommy Roy, who's a producer I've worked with quite a bit the last couple of years. I mean, and I saw some people criticizing the decision on social media.
No.
And I'm thinking, yeah, why not put on one of the most popular athletes of the last century and put him on Height of Power hobbling around San Diego in that compelling duel against Rocco Mediate? Of course the producers are going to put Tiger Woods on. Even, what, we're talking 17 years later, still some of the compelling TV. And you're not the only person, Carl, who said, man, I want to know how this thing is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
even though we all knew how it was going to end.
It's great.
Yeah, see, and there you go. See, Torrey Pines, that's a great setting, unlike Oakmont.
Okay, would you stop it? Mike hated it. Damon, I know you've had a great week, man. Long weekend, brother. Get some rest, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Colin, Mike, you're the best. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Brother.
Good stuff.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.